barbecue. This cooking space and method of cooking takes its name from the Taino people of the Caribbean and Florida. A barabecu is thought to have been a pile of sticks used to cook. In Spanish, a barbecue can either be la parrilla or the asado itself. Tomato. Today, one of the most common ingredients in all countries of Europe, the tomato didn't arrive to Europe until the Spanish colonization of the Americas. People in South and Central America had been cooking with tomatoes for thousands of years. The word tomate was taken from the Aztecs to make the Spanish word tomate, from which the English name was taken. So, the next time you hear someone say that English is a Germanic language, you can amaze them with your anecdote of all the Native American words that you know. And if you ever thought that avocado doesn't sound very English, now you know why. Do you have any questions? Do you have any other words that come from Native American languages? Let us know in the comments section below.